空间究竟是客观的还是主观的？
Is space objective or subjective? Is space objective or subjective? I have done two periods of Kant's spatial theory.
我做了两期的康德空间理论。
Seems that they are all just talking about Kant's analysis of the concept of space. I have done two periods of Kant's spatial theory, and without a direct answer.
看似都只是在说康德对空间概念的分析。
The question that everyone is very concerned about.It seems that they are all just talking about Kant's analysis of the concept of space. Is space objective or subjective?
而没有正面回答。
Actually, in my previous video, and without a direct answer, I have already vaguely told everyone the answer to this question.
大家都非常关心的那个问题。
Kant said, the question that everyone is very concerned about,
空间究竟是客观的还是主观的？
The meaning of space is the inherent manifestation of all external perception is that the appearance of space is a subjective form of cognition for us. Is space objective or subjective? Or, to put it another way, the spatial representation is the subjective form that all external things present to us.
其实在我上一期的视频中
That's it. Actually, in my previous video,
已经隐约将这个问题的答案告诉大家了。
Everyone might have a question. I have already vaguely told everyone the answer to this question. Isn't space inherently present?
康德说
Kant said,
空间是一切外部直观的先天形式。
Does that mean there are no humans in space?
这句话的意思就是说，空间的表象是我们主观的一种认知形式。
Isn't this a form of idealism? The meaning of space is the inherent manifestation of all external perception is that the appearance of space is a subjective form of cognition for us. Let's further elaborate.On this issue based on Kant's critique of pure reason.
或者说空间表象是一切外部事物
in Kant,
向我们呈现的主观形式。
This question needs to be explained from three aspects. Or, to put it another way, first, the spatial representation is the subjective form that all external things present to us.Space is our subjective cognitive form.
那到这里的
That's it. Everything external must be presented to us.
大家可能就会有一个疑问
Must be in a spatial form.
问
Everyone might have a question. I have already explained this in the previous video.
难道空间不是本身就有的
Okay.Isn't space inherently present? Second,
难道没有人类空间就不存在了吗?
Space is not a property of things themselves. Does that mean there are no humans in space? We can't say that things themselves are in space.
这不是虚妄的唯心主义吗?
Because we can only perceive things as they appear to us,Isn't this a form of idealism? But cannot recognize the things themselves.
下面我们就基于康德的纯粹理性批判文本对这个问题展开进一步的说明。
Therefore, space is the innate form through which things appear to us as phenomena. Let's further elaborate on this issue based on Kant's critique.
解读
Rather than the attributes of the thing itself.
康德哲学的原文是怎样的
？And this is what Kant calls the presensory key to the phenomenal appearance of space.
第一句，一种知识。
Let's take a look at the sentence in red in the first picture of Kant's original text.
不论以何种方式和通过什么手段与对象发生关系
，Kant said.
它介以和对象发生直接关系。
Since we cannot make this special sensory condition a condition of the thing,
并且一切思维作为手段，以之为目的的。
But it can only make it a condition for the phenomenon of things.
还是直观。
Therefore, we can say that space.
这句话里面，有很多让人不太明白的概念。
Including all things that may manifest externally to us,
需要大致弄明白。
But not including all the things that are free.
明白之后才能够读懂。
Okay.
这句话。
Let's talk about the third point.
首先，所谓知识与对象发生关系。
For experience.
其实就是说，我们的知识必须是关于某个对象的。
The things in the observable world.
否则无论你的知识或者说你的理论有多么精巧。
In the phenomena that have objective reality.
它都只是文字游戏。
All experienced things are necessarily in a spatial form.
那么知识如何与对象发生关系呢？
This is because space is our subjective cognitive form.
康德说
Everything external must be presented to us.
知识直接和对象发生关系的方式是直观。
Must be in a spatial form.
这里的直观是指一种表象的方式。
Therefore, for all experiential things in the phenomenon.
即对象被直接给予我们的表象方式。
Space has objective reality.
例如我们看到太阳。触摸到桌面等等。
That is to say,
康德在这里呢还用了另外一种表现方式，即思维这种表现方式来做对比。思维
Space is objective for us in our everyday experience of things like apple chairs.
就不是对象直接被给予我们的这样一种表现方式。
Even for the Earth and the Milky Way.
它是用普遍化的那种概念去认识对象的。
Here we can see the sentence in red in the original picture. Kondo said.
例如，杯子是用来喝水的，这样一个命题。
Therefore, our products demonstrate that.
或者说这样一个知识。
Regarding the reality and objectivity of the space in which everything that can be presented to us from the outside can be.
当我们想到这个知识的时候。
But it also pointed out that those who think rationally and are free from it,
我们是不需要看到有一个现实的杯子摆在我们面前的。
Disregard our sensibilities.
所以康德第一句话的意思就是说
The key aspect of space in terms of properties.
直观是我们的知识与对象相关的最直接的方式。
Therefore, we advocate the reality of experiential space.
而思维这种认识手段都是要基于直观才能与对象相关。
Also, it advocates for the pre-existing relatedness of space.
或者这句话更简单一点的说法。
In other words, as long as we can draw on all possible experiences.
就是我们的知识要和对象相关。
And assume that the space is something that provides a foundation for the self-existing entity itself.
要有客观。
The space is nothing.
实在性。
Now, we can summarize the discussion on whether space is objective or subjective.
都必须以直观作为基础。
First,
其实这第一句话之所以很费解呢
Break away from subjective, intuitive forms.
就在于直观这个概念。
Just from the thought itself.
大家不是很清楚。
There is no space at all.
它最基本的含义就是对象被直接给予我们的一种表现方式。
This regulation is based on the cognitive form of the subject.
它是这样一种表现方式。
This is the pre-established nature of space.
但是不过康德有时候在用这个词的时候
However,
他也是指那个表象本身。
for all experiential things in the phenomenon.
比如说我们的感性直观。
The spatial form also has objective reality, which is the core conclusion of Kant's spatial theory.
关于这个对象的感性直观。
Intuitive understanding of this object.
它是一种表。
It is a table.
它也是一种表象。
It is also a phenomenon.
然后通过我们这样一个解读的例子呢。
And through this example.
我们就知道。读康德哲学是需要很多的耐心的，同时
We know that reading Kant's philosophy requires a lot of patience.
也需要一定的背景知识和方法。对现象中的一切经验事物而言
Also requires certain background knowledge and methods for all experiential things in the phenomenon. Therefore, for all experiential things in the phenomenon.
空间具有客观实在性。
Space has objective reality for all experiential things in the phenomenon. Space has objective reality. Space has objective reality.
也就是说
That is to say,
空间对于我们日常经验中的苹果
That is to say, for us, the space is like an apple.
椅子等等事物来说是客观的。
Space is objective for us in our everyday. For us, chairs and other objects are objective spaces in our everyday lives. Experience of things like apple chairs. Experience of things like apple chairs.
甚至对于地球和银河系空间也。
Even for the Earth and the Milky Way.
也是客观的。
Even also objective. Even for the Earth and the Milky Way. Even for the birth and the milking way.
这里我们再来看一下原文。图中第二条画红线的句子。康德说
Here we can see the sentence in red in the original picture here. We can see the sentence in red in the original picture, Kondo said. We can see the sentence in red in the original picture, Kondo said.
所以我们的这些产品说明了。
Therefore, our products demonstrate that. Therefore, our products demonstrate that.
就一切能从外部作为对象。
Our products demonstrate that everything can be treated as an object from the outside.
呈现给我们东西而言的空间的实在性及客观有效性
demonstrates the reality and objectivity of the space for things. Regarding the reality and objectivity of the space in which everything that can be presented to us from the outside can be.Regarding the reality and objectivity of the space in which everything that can be presented to us from the outside can be.
但同时也说明了
But it also indicates that
就那些凭借理性来思考他们自在的本身
Those who think for themselves based on reason
即不过气
Don't be so arrogant.But it also pointed out that those who think rationally and are free from it. But it also pointed out that those who think rationally and are free from it.
即不顾及我们感性之性。
Ignoring our emotional nature. Disregard our sensibilities.
性状的事物而言的空间的观念性。
The key aspect of space in terms of properties.In this regard, the key aspect of space in terms of properties.
所以我们主张空间的经验的实在性。
Therefore, we advocate the reality of experiential space. Therefore, we advocate the reality of experiential space. We advocate the reality of experiential space.
同时又主张空间的鲜艳的关联性。
Also advocate for the vivid correlation of space. Also, it advocates for the pre-existing relatedness of space. It advocates for the existing relationships of space.
也就是只要我们抽掉一切经验的可能性这个条件。
In other words, the condition is that we can draw on all possible experiences. As long as we can draw on all possible experiences. As long as we can draw on all possible experiences.
并把空间假定为某种给自在之物本身提供基础的东西。
And assume that space is something that provides a foundation for the very existence of the self. And assume that the space is something that provides a foundation for the self-existing entity itself.
空间就什么也不是。
The space is nothing. And assume that the space is something that provides a foundation for the so-existing entity itself. The space is nothing.
下面我们可以就空间究竟是客观的还是主观的这个问题做下总结。
Now, we can summarize the discussion on whether space is objective or subjective. Now, we can summarize the discussion on whether space is objective or subjective. Now we can summarize the discussion on whether space is objective or subjective.
首先
First,
脱离人主观的直观形式。
First, break away from the subjective, intuitive form of human beings. Break away from subjective, intuitive forms. Break away from subjective, intuitive forms.
就物自体本身而言
，regarding the font itself, just from the font itself, just from the front itself,
根本就不存在空间。
There is no space at all. There is no space at all. There is no space at all.
这一规定，空间仅源于主体方面的认知形式。
This regulation is based on the cognitive display of the subject.This regulation is based on the cognitive form of the subject. This regulation is based on the cognitive form of the subject.
这就是空间的鲜艳。
This is the vibrancy of space.
观念性。
Consciousness. Yes, this is the pre-established nature of space. There is the pre-established nature of space.
但是。
However,
对于现象中的一切经验事物而言
For all experiential things in the phenomenon,
空间形式又是具有客观实在性的，这就是康德空间理论的核心结论。
The spatial form also has objective reality, which is the core conclusion of Kant's spatial theory. The spatial form also has objective reality. The spatial form also has objective reality, which is the core conclusion of Kant's spatial theory. Which is the core conclusion of Kant's spatial theory.